Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to our podcast. I am Maria Cribbs.
And I'm Josh Cribbs. I want to introduce myself.
I was about to say, Josh Cribbs.
I know.
But you just wanted to just interrupt my intro and just introduce yourself.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sorry. But I'm Josh Cribbs, everyone.
We're going to get this intro right.
We're going to get it one of these.
Yeah, we're going to get used to this
podcasting. I'm Josh Cribbs with Maria Cribbs.
Yeah, we're going to get used to this podcasting thing, and our intro is going to be perfected. But until then, you will just have to keep over talking each other.
You get what you get.
How you doing today, Josh?
I'm doing real good. Took care of a lot of business today.
Yeah, you were gone all the morning.
Yeah, I did some filming for some things I can't, express. I don't know when we're going to put the podcast out, but I did some filming. Took care of some errands.
I noticed that the NFL grass was not cut.
Well, it's raining. It's Cleveland, so it's raining out there. And
the neighbor across the street, he was out there.
It's pretty muddy out there, though.
Yeah.
So
he might have had his hunter boots on.
He should have waited to cut his grass when it wasn't raining, but got to look at that forecast. Don't cut the grass when it's about to rain or when it rained already. You won't get the cut that you desire.
The neighbor's making you look bad. Pretty much. I was just like, wow, Josh is not here in the grass.
That's one topic that we can do. When women compare their husbands to someone else, that's not really because we, our wives wouldn't want us to compare them to any other woman. Now, that's a big no-no.
But you do. And you have.
Well, I think it works both ways. And we both do it.
Oh, well, his wife.
Well, I got to get the caveman Dumbo voice.
I mean, that's just how you sound.
Well, you.
That's how all men sound.
But you know how all women sound? That's the voice we give y'all, that nagging.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, you get to that grass.
Did you pass gas? When we get
done, I'm going to need you to get on that lawnmower and get to work.
Did you just pass gas, though?
No, I don't do. I'm a woman. I don't do those things.
Okay, let's keep it moving.
That's gross.
All right.
All right, so what's our topic for today? What you got for us, Josh?
Well, I was thinking about kids and sports. There's a lot of stipulations put on children today when the parents want them to succeed. How to best help your child succeed in sports and becoming a student athlete. And as opposed to the last generation, our generation, Maria, I feel like these kids today don't know what it is to truly work at something. Mm. So, I took my time and listed a few questions here.
Look at you, prepared.
Well, you know what? You chose not to read them, and I was just wanting,
I prefer to wing things. Josh, if listeners, if you don't know, Josh is a perfectionist. I think you can attribute that to much of his success in life. He is a perfectionist, whether he's working on himself or working on something for someone else. So he has decided to type up a list, and I'm not going to go off this list. I like to wing everything in life.
But no, I guess
I like to just wing everything.
Well, give me the list.
I'll give you a list. Yeah, okay, so children and sports. So what do you think about the parents that, are preferring to take their kids out of sports because they think it's too dangerous? And what do you think about that? Let's start with that.
That's not one of the questions.
What are your views on that? I know that's not one of the questions, but I'm just saying, there are a lot of parents out there, like, for example, football. Schools are getting rid of football out of their program. What do you think about that? Do you think that's necessary?
Well, we can relate it to our own children.
Even though soccer has more concussions and they are known to have a higher rate of concussions than football. I just want to go ahead and say that. But people are leaning towards taking football out of their programs at school. Go ahead, Joe.
Was that a PSA?
Like, I just want to say because people give football a bad rap, but soccer is really the sport.
You
that
give football. What do you mean, people? Moms. You are one of them, and you're one that wants to take our child out of sports, out of football.
Yeah, but somebody else's kid can do it. I just didn't want my child to do it.
But why?
But I will say I didn't know until last year.
This question would be something for you.
Well,
you're right.
Until last year that soccer has a higher rate of concussions than football. I think just watching you play and the anxiety that it gave me. I mean, you're my husband. You cool and all. But if my baby boy was out there getting knocked out. Lord.
So you don't have that same desire for me?
I would have a heart attack. I would be out on the field trying to cut one of them players.
Trying
would,
to go out on the field.
Digging in my Chanel handbag, slicing up one of these players for hurting my baby. When you got hurt, I was, oh my God. If my baby out there.
You weren't ready to fight when it was me.
I just couldn't imagine. Like, it was my husband. I felt some kind of way about it. Like, is Josh, is he laid out again? But then my son, if my son was out there, that's a whole nother level of just stress and frustration. So I can understand parents wanting to take their children out and not have them play particular sports. But I'm just saying you can't get rid of football when there are other sports that have higher rates of concussion, higher rates of injury.
Well, so, I'm glad you said that because I shouldn't have any problems when it comes to Israel, our son, is he playing football? I just think that it's, even though the amount of concussions and the studies that's coming out, I don't want to take that joy away from him because of the joy that I had growing up playing football. Now, it's two different eras, and now they're even making it more safer, just playing safer for the, you know, the youth athlete playing football.
You think they're making it safer?
Oh, definitely. The type of equipment that's been coming out now as opposed to we had when I was growing up, I mean, the safety precautions. You know, usually when you get hit hard when I was young, they say, how many fingers I got up? And you, if you couldn't say it, then you're out for a couple plays until you could say, hey, how many fingers I got up? One or two? Two. You just guess. You guess right. You go back in the game. And now it's a whole test, the impact test. You give words and numbers. You got to remember them.
But players are getting faster. They're stronger. They're not just, you know, they're enhancing their natural abilities by doing more training, doing more weightlifting, whatever.
I got you.
Than what they were doing back then. So I can say they're probably.
Well, we're talking about the youth. You know, we're not even talking about, you know.
Oh, we're not talking about pro level. We're talking about youth. Okay,
definitely not the pro level.
You know, we come from a professional. Okay, let me just back it down to the youth. Okay.
I understand that completely because what you just said was true. Mm-hmm. But at the youth level, you know, they don't run fast enough to hit each other hard enough to get hurt, like we're saying, like we're talking about. And when you can recall this, when we saw our son play flag football, they hit each other and fell down in big piles and more than it was in contact football. And in contact football, at least they had the padding on.
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
You know, it was this, you know,
trade-off.
Because
when we signed him up for tackle, I was a nervous wreck. Then I got out there like, wait a minute, these kids aren't hitting hard.
They're not even hitting that hard. Now, granted, there are some collisions that you worry about, but that's the game of football. And I just don't want to take away, you know, his childhood because I had such a great childhood playing that sport.
I understand. So what do you feel about the parents that don't want to put their – or they don't force their kids to play? Not that you should force a child to do anything, but, for example, our daughter both our children, actually, they were hooked on these iPads. They've had iPads for years. And it came to a point – what was it, like a few summers ago – we were like, you know what? These kids are getting out of this house. Why? It's a beautiful day outside. They are upstairs in their room playing on those little iPads and their cell phones.
On electronics. They hooked on electronics.
Yeah, so we actually went and we signed them up at the rec, just, you know, all kind of sports. We're like, okay, she's going to do volleyball, softball, and we signed. Izzy was a little younger. It was our daughter first. And that, if we didn't do that, because she didn't want to do it. She fought with us, and she did not want
to
do softball.
We had to make her do it.
Yeah, and she hated it at first, but now it's like it comes natural to her. She loves it. And I know that when she gets older, she's going to appreciate the fact that we did that for her. But what do you say to the parents that don't even at least attempt to try to, I know force is the wrong word to use. I'm just going to use it, force or expose their child to some sort of physical activity?
Well, I really urge parents to do what you're saying. You know, you can say force is a bad word, but we force our children sometimes to go to bed when they don't want to go to. We know it's good for them. We force them to eat their vegetables when they don't want to, but because we know it's good for them.
Right.
And we use those words for that. We have to understand that sports helps them stay healthy as well, not just health concerns, but it helps them in discipline, in numbers, school, sports is a character building facilitator. You know, they grow in sports. Well, I was just we were just at our child's school. I was thinking of how sports helps our son progress in school. It helps them pay attention because on the field they have to pay attention. They have to listen to coach. They have plays they have to learn. They have to do certain things. They have to listen to the whistle. So it builds character, it exposes character, it helps them with discipline, mm-hmm. it helps them progress in school. So a number of ways, staying healthy.
Socially, teamwork.
They're friends.
Yeah.
You gain more friends that way. So this is one of those, like eating your vegetables, like going to bed on time, brushing your teeth. Playing sports should be, you know, a parent's way of forcing them to do what's necessary for their own benefit. Mm-hmm. They will only benefit from playing sports. Yeah, you get little injuries here and there, but at this age, at the young youth level, injuries
are... Not everybody gets injured.
Right, and yeah. Especially not at the youth level. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're excluding high school and college right now, but at the youth level, while their body is still growing, mm-hmm. some of these athletes haven't even grew all their bones yet. They have cartilage, so that means they're really flexible. Mm-hmm. Put your kids in sports. Keep them in sports. It only helps them. Does not hurt them at all.
Yeah, that's something. We don't agree on much, but I definitely agree on that. And
Hold on. Let me take this moment.
I know.
Let
we got to just really reflect on this. Maria and Josh Jesus. Are actually agreeing on something at
Thank
the moment. And I will say this, too.
Hold on.
A moment of silence for our... You're so crazy.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
Right. Okay, but what I will say is when I watch my daughter play volleyball, for example... She's in Junior Olympics, JL volleyball, and just sitting there watching her, I really start to get pissed off at my mom. I do, because I feel like my mom, she worked.
Mama,
you know,
Rose.
Yeah, my mom, I come from a divorced household. My mom had to work to, make up for the difference in income, lacking income for my father not being around. So I do appreciate the fact that she worked and she made sure that we had everything we needed.
So why do you,
but
why
are you mad at her? I get pissed off because I'm just like, man, why wasn't I exposed to this? Like, I did join the track team in high school on my own doings, but.
So you wanted her to force you in sports?
I mean, not force me into sports, like just expose me to it. Like, I'm like, man, did this exist when I was younger? Because I would have loved to do this.
Well, see, I think that was a great learning tool for you.
It pissed me off, Josh. I'd be like way mad at my mom. Just sitting there watching my daughter just excel and the team.
Right.
When I'm like, man, I know I'm old, but I kind of want to get on y'all's team. Y'all mind if I can just play?
Oh, she needs a hug.
Can you just put me on the roster, please? Like, I just want to touch the ball, please, Lord.
We're gonna make
and so
the
now I'm considering
coach.
Coaching because it's just, I'm getting that vested into it. But I really wish my mom, and it's not her fault because, you know, we're as kids, we can find avenues and find things to get into like I did eventually with track. But I really wish I would have been exposed to that. So I can see both ends of it where was football your, like, did your parents force you to do it or you just
went? Well, we didn't have electronics like that, like they do now. So outside was my domain. Everything outside, I wanted to do that. I lettered in 3-4 sports in high school. I played everything I could do. I tried to do tennis, all of that. Soccer, mm-hmm. and it fell into football, basketball, baseball, and swimming because that's what was available to me in my community. You know, not these the electronics that they have now, and they stay in the household. We used to get grounded back in the day, and we had to stay in the house. Now we ground our kids. We like, get out the house. Y'all got to get out the house. You grounded. Right. No more electronics. Get out the house.
I'm signing you up for a sport.
Right.
You made me mad.
No, mom.
That shouldn't
no.
even be a threat. That
right.
shouldn't even be like. And it's crazy. Times have changed. Yeah.
Times has definitely changed. But if our parents today will, you know, keep our children in sports, it's an outlet for them. Mm-hmm. Not just, you know, staying healthy and progressing in areas socially in their life. But it keeps them out of trouble. Mm. I always, when I speak to kids these days, I say, you know, keep your life flooded with sports because then you won't have time to mess around.
Stuff.
Yes. And
yeah.
to hang around people who's going in this direction, because all your friends should be doing what you want to do. Mm. You know, all your friends should have this dream. I want to be a professional this. I want to be a professional that.
Yeah.
And you're all working towards the same goal and you're pushing each other.
Yeah. Athletes, for the most part, they have goals. They have discipline.
Right.
You know, they have a schedule. So they really don't have time to go off and be out there, you know, doing crazy stuff.
Throwing,
you know,
rocks
getting,
at cars.
Yeah.
Trying to break into mm-hmm. houses, you know. And these are this thing, idle hands, idle kids, mm-hmm. you know, that just have too much time on their hands in the summers. And, you know, that's why sports is a good outlet for everything.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Again. No, I agree. So this podcast, I guess, is for the parents. And maybe if your kids are not in sports or just like our kids, they hate it. Like, it was a struggle every time I was dropping our daughter off to softball. She would kick. She would scream. She would have an attitude with us the whole car ride there once you realize that we weren't going to turn the car around and go home. But eventually, maybe after what? After that season, it was like it just came automatic.
Because she had fun.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. So I know, I mean, like my mom, for example, I have a 14-year-old little brother. And she just doesn't feel like he needs to be in sports. And, oh, he's not that kind of kid. Oh, he just likes to, you know, he's kind of a brainiac.
I'd be wanting to curse at her sometimes. I'd be like, the hell he is. Like you better get him in sports.
You don't know what kind of kid anybody could be because you haven't exposed them to it. And sometimes you have to force a kid outside of their comfort zone. Because kids, they're real crafty. They will sit back and just do, you know, the bare minimum if you allow them
if
to.
If you let them, right.
Yeah, but then, if it doesn't turn out right, they're going to be my age watching my children play a sport and be sitting there resenting their parents. Like, why didn't you expose me to this? So that's just my thoughts on that. What's up, Nick?
Oh, no, you were slamming your hands. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I was just saying the pricing sometimes for these leagues kind of turn parents away.
Oh, my God.
You know,
what's up with that?
You know, because, and it's a lot. You know, we played, you know, Kamora.
AAU, $500. We put her in
J.O.
volleyball.
$1,500. And if she would have made a higher level, you know, $4,000.
Then you got to pay for travel, your hotel, your gas, your
everything.
Food.
Everything.
What? So, was it like that, girl? Because I didn't participate in no type of sports.
Back
was it
in
like
the
that
day,
for you?
No. To play football at Pop Warner, it was $125 a kid, which was a lot to us, especially being inner city kids. But, you know, that was a lot.
Hold on. Was y'all the kids going around door to door with the candy bars?
Definitely not. Definitely not. We had fundraisers. We had car washes, bake sales. But it was mostly our parents that put them on, mm-hmm. and we kind of just came as kids and played around. You know, we didn't care about that. We didn't value money. We just valued fun.
Yeah.
And as long as we was having fun, we had the best childhood.
It's but like now, some of these sports leagues are ATMs for parents.
Yes.
I don't understand why it costs so much. Like $500 for this, $2,000
but
for
I
that.
Warn parents. It's pros and cons to that. Mm-hmm. You know, be diligent when you're putting your kids in certain programs. You know, dig a little deeper. Do your research. Meet the coach. Talk to the coach. Have a conversation with him. Pick his brain. Ask him what his plan is to make your child better. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these coaches are just, you know, getting money and just sitting back and collecting, and your kid is not advancing. Mm-hmm. On some of these leagues, our daughter went to JL, played JL volleyball. We see it as an investment. Her training, going there, paying that money, I feel like it's an investment
first,
for her
I
future.
Because I'm like, well, by the time you pay for all this $60 an hour training, and then you pay the $1,500 for the, it's like you couldn't have damn near paid for her college up front? Or you just, you know, you hope if somebody gets a scholarship. Couldn't you just, I mean, I'm prepaying the scholarship, it felt like, but, you know, but then you also, Josh, you said that you had a little complaint, like, what is all this paying for training? I never paid for a dime of training all my life, right. And I made it to the highest level that an athlete could.
Well,
you didn't understand it either.
I didn't understand it because our daughter doesn't want to, you know, train on her own. And the practice schedule is 2 times a week. And sometimes they only practice for an hour and a half here and there. When I played a sport growing up, it was 2 hours every day. And that was all the training we need. 2 hours every day in the game on Saturday. And off on Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, practice for 2 hours for mm-hmm. each sport. So that was a lot of training. These days, they take it too easy on these kids. They got an hour practice, maybe an hour and a half. They're not practicing long enough. So, yes, I feel like they need more training, longer hours. And now I'm willing to spend the money because I know it's an investment. It worked mm-hmm. with me. So I want to keep the kids focused. And striving for a goal.
But at first you were looking at me when I told you the price of the volleyball. You looked at me like I was crazy as hell.
I was because that was Kamora's first year in volleyball. I'm like, it's her first year. We're going to pay $1,500 a car, you know, the mortgage on, you know, the car note on her volleyball. I'm like, what's up to it? The $150 price or $225. Paying $1,500? Come on, man.
It took you a while to write that
plus
check.
Travel.
Yeah, I know.
I just wanted to make sure she was going to get something out of it. And then once I saw that she was and saw how serious it was and how the parents are very involved, and, you know, I realized, yes, this is an investment. This mm-hmm. is going to pay off. She's going to do it through high school. Hopefully get a degree. That's my plan for her to get a degree. But
you mean
she's
a scholarship?
A scholarship.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
That's what I meant. But, yes, to hopefully get a scholarship to save us some money, hopefully. But, you know, they're student athletes, so I expect a scholarship for grades and scholarship for, you know, sports as well.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Did you say everything you wanted to say today?
You know, there's probably a little more we can, you know, discuss further in a different podcast, but I just wanted to give that information for parents. you know, who may not know that information as far as the money and how it's an investment, mm-hmm. and how you have to research these clubs you're putting your kids into before you write that check, mm-hmm. because you got to make sure that they're getting something out of it and that it is an investment.
Right.
And it's a write-off for the future. Maybe not a tax write-off, but hey, it's going to benefit them socially, health-wise, mm-hmm. And character-wise, and keep them focused on a specific goal.
Yep, I agree with you.
Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome. So, to summarize everything, and my point of view, I feel like put your kids in sports, or they're going to get to my age and be pissed off at you because you didn't.
Why get to your age? You act like you're so old.
I know, I'm not. I'm just saying how I told you. I'll be wanting to call my mom and just hang up on her. Hello, Maria. How you doing, girl? Click.
Your mom is the sweetest thing, man. Don't treat her like that.
She is, but I wish you would have
treat sweet Rose like that.
Play sports a little bit more than what I took upon myself. So that's all. I mean, it's nothing wrong. I'm allowed to speak my opinion. That's what I'm here on my podcast for.
Yes.
To speak my opinion. So parents, if you're out there, if your kids are giving you a hard time with sports, or you never
even be right hard, be back hard with them.
Yeah, or if you never even thought to put them in a sport because you're like, oh, he's not tough at all.
Give
them a chance.
They
never know what they are capable of until they're put in that position.
Definitely.
So, all right. I hope you enjoy listening to us. Feel free to find us on social media. I'm Mrs. Maria Cribbs 16 on Instagram.
And I'm Facebook, Josh Cribbs 16. IG, Twitter. All right.
Let us know what you think about this episode. We'll talk to you next time. Have a wonderful day.